So how many ways are there to make a bed? I went to the internet. Curbly.com says there are 10 ways, and SensationalStyle.com says there are 20 ways. 20 ways to make a bed? SleepAdvisor.org says there are 8 simple steps, but when you click on the link, there are really only 5 easy steps. I don't know what they did with the last 3. All I know is that there's a right way and a wrong way. Now, I'm not a fuss budget, but I do get into a routine, and I usually like my routine. My wife usually makes the bed, but not always. I'd say I make the bed at least 40% of the time. Most days she's up first, and I lie there about another 30 minutes. I'm not a morning person. It takes me a while. I usually play hearts in bed, sometimes solitaire. Then she brings me coffee in bed. I know, I got it tough. However, on those days I beat her out of bed, I bring her coffee. We treat each other that way. Oh, and then there's a right way to make her coffee, too. I can tell you that, how to do that on another day, maybe. On those days I linger, when I do get up, I quickly make the bed. I do it as swiftly and quietly as possible. If I'm too noisy, you see, the sweet woman comes in and helps me. What can I say? She's a great person. And if she comes in, we end up making the bed in slightly the wrong way, which is a way that is anyway but mine. Her way is great, and it's done. It's just not quite my way. I like to make the bed so that it's ready to go at night. Just pull off the fake pillows, and bam, it's ready to slip into. The top sheet is already turned down just the right amount, and the sleeping pillows are already there, flat, perfectly positioned, turned in the proper direction. I am not anal retentive. I don't even know why you think that. She likes a lot of fake pillows. You know, the artsy-fartsy decorative ones. She has great taste, and I've come to like them. Some pillows are larger than others, some shiny, some coarse and rough, some with sayings on them. I've got my favorites that I use to prop up my head to play hearts. But I digress. Her regular pillow is a lot thicker than mine. I like slim pillows for my head. When she sleeps, she puts an extra little pillow under her knee. But when making the bed, she puts that pillow up on top with mine. You see the problem right away, don't you? The two are thicker than her one on the other side, and that's not right. And we can't use it with her already thick pillow on her side. That'd be doubly, enormously lopsided. It was kind of a dilemma until I figured it out. I stuck the little extra one between our regular pillows. Voila! Now, I can tell this bothers her a little bit, but she doesn't say anything. Like I say, she's a great person. Besides, I usually have the bed almost made my way by the time she comes in to help. And I've never caught her once tearing it apart later and doing it her way. So that's why I try to make the bed quickly in the morning so she doesn't have to see me doing it the wrong way to her. And if she starts making the bed early and I join her, we do it her way. I like for her to feel empowered, you know. She's a good woman and has a right to her way, though the bed is totally unbalanced. Did I mention she stands the pillows up on their side against the headboard? I put the pillows down where they're ready to cradle our heads when we lay down at night, slipping into the already turned down sheets, turned down from making the bed the right way in the morning. I mean, you can make your bed however you want or not make it at all. I'll just need to not be able to see it and fix it. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.